Do you want to play a game?
No, not particularly.
Oh, well, okay. I guess I'll just go fuck right off then.
No, it's not. I'm just tired.
I just tried really hard, you know? We set up this whole elaborate, rusty death trap.
Can we do it some other time?
It won't be spontaneous. The surprise is ruined. I bet you won't even be terrified.
I will, I promise. I'll scream with fright for sure.
God, you sound so condescending.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Guys, hi. We're live. I'm Mike. Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
You're joined by me for the second installment of Spooky Month.
It's a spooky month. So, yay.
Strap on your spooks.
Strap it on. Phone number to contact the show, of course, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. There's a show that we're going to do.
We're going to do the show.
Right. Travis, I was reading earlier that the Taiwanese, they give ghosts snacks, like you would leave like milk and cookies out for Santa Claus.
Oh yeah.
The Taiwanese, they leave strawberry Fanta. Cuz that's what the ghosts like. They like the strawberry Fanta.
Oh, not the grape or any of that? They have to have the strawberry in particular?
No. See, they used to do blood sacrifice. You can't really do those anymore.
Who's blood?
The color of the strawberry Fanta is the closest they can get to blood, I guess.
Hmm.
I think if you leave a Fanta out for a ghost, you get 10 wishes. And most people just wish that the ghosts would protect their house and make sure that, like, other bad ghosts that don't like strawberry Fanta don't come in. So you get, like, a ghost protector that guards your house because you gave him a soda pop.
So you don't even have to go through the trouble of, like, finding a magic lamp and rubbing it and dealing with a genie who's trying to fuck with you the whole time?
Nope,
you leave out a Fanta and you get 10 wishes?
You go buy a Coca-Cola product and you set it out in front of your house. And you get wishes.
Well, hey, at least they're being proactive. I wonder if that's why a lot of horror movies don't come out of Taiwan, because they figured it out.
They avoid all that.
They don't need to deal with any of that shit.
Yeah, they know how to fend that whole thing off. You know what I can't fend off is the stink bugs. Do you guys have the stink bugs up there?
Yeah, it's insane.
They're everywhere. It's the goddamn stink bugs.
Yeah. This time of the year, whenever it's the same thing with the wasps, like it cools down and then it warms back up, and then the stink bugs and the Asian beetles, the ladybug looking things, everywhere.
You know, it's almost like I was saying it was kind of like the Egyptian, like the plagues. You know, the guy was like, hey, let all the Jews go, or we're gonna do all the things with the locusts and stuff. But it seems like that was that Jews.
Usually the Jews.
The Pharaoh had? Did the Pharaoh have Jews?
People usually have Jews.
It's usually Jews, isn't it?
Right.
We'll assume it was Jews, but it might not have been.
Yeah, they're a persecuted bunch throughout history, so we'll assume it's Jews.
The Pharaoh had some guys, and he had a brother, and his brother found out that he was one of the guys. Like, he found out he was adopted, and he was like, dude, you know what? Now that I found out that all these Jews are the same as me, pretty bummed out about him. Like, he was fine with him before, but then, like, when he found out he was one of them, then the whole thing just didn't sit easy with him. So he told the Pharaoh, like, hey, man, you gotta let all these Jews go. Well, anyway, oh. I seems like every year it's a different bug. And I was thinking that it was like that Jew thing.
Somebody let the stink bugs go?
Yeah, because last year it was flies, and the year before that it was ladybugs. It seems like every year it's a different goddamn bug.
Oh, see, for me, like, every year it's exactly the same. And it's usually on kickoff football Sunday is when the wasps come back, when it cooled down, then it warms up, and then I can't even walk on my deck because the wasps are everywhere. Fucking and it's usually wasps. Right after that is when there's an infestation of stink bugs and Asian beetle ladybug things.
Yeah, Rabbit Poundings in the chat room says that it was Moses was an adopted Jew. Yeah, it was Moses and the Pharaoh. Yeah, so we got all that settled, Travis.
Oh, it was perfect. I'm glad we were right on with that piece of history.
It was the Jews. But yeah, it was a long way to get to, I got a lot of stink bugs in my house, Travis. That's what I was going for.
What do you do? You vacuum those suckers up? You just leave them be? I don't really do anything. I just kind of avoid them.
You just kind of accept that they're in your house?
Yeah, because they won't be there for long. You know what I mean? Like, you usually suffer them for about a month or so. And then maybe you have some stragglers throughout the winter, but I mean, they're not going to be there forever.
I wrap them up in a paper towel and politely put them in my garbage can.
But didn't they just crawl out?
Yeah, but you know, then I'll just do it again.
I guess if you're gonna do that, just flush them down the toilet.
I don't want to like smash them or anything.
No, of course not. I mean, well, and also they give off that pheromone; it just attracts more.
Yeah. So I just wrap them up politely in a paper towel and put it in the garbage can.
I say, if you're going to do anything, I say flush them down the toilet if you want to get rid of them. Otherwise, just do what I do. And then you just have some, like 100 roommates for like a month.
Yeah. I didn't like it when it was flies. But, you know, I don't have any Jews.
Would you let them go if you did?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if it'll get rid of the flies. Travis, We received an email the other day from a potential advertiser.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That seems like a lifetime ago. I do remember.
It was the thing that they wanted us to do is they wanted us to try out the product so that we could give a real life testimonial on it.
Right.
But the product that they want to advertise on our program is a Viagra like product called Blue Chew.
It's like a Starburst for better boners, right?
Yeah. You chew it up and then you get a big thick boner. And we were all kind of like, I don't think I want to take boner pills.
Yeah. I think the general consensus between all three of us was, I don't really want to take
boner pills. I don't want to.
Hey, and I'm not saying, listen, before we go off, I'm not saying I couldn't potentially use one or benefit from one.
Oh, sure. Like if you could get a big a turgid member.
Yeah, right. Like a throbbing meat stick.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great. Like have a big thick rod that you could plow your gal with. That'd be fun.
But then like, what am I going to do with it? Because, I don't know that really I'm going to just because there's a big thick rod available that anything is going to happen with it.
Just be like,
see this? Look at that. That's thicker and throbbier than it usually is, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And
okay. Good night.
Yeah. So I don't really know. I guess I'll just like not reply to it. I guess that's the way to do it. Unless like, you know, we could get the hashtag up boners for Mike going and see if one of our listeners wants to do the testimonial for us.
It's funny because it, you know, if we didn't have this show, it would seem like just some spam, right? Like, hey, right, big dicks in your area or whatever. But like they legitimately said, hey, you guys want to try this for free and then tell your listeners it's great?
Yeah. Hey, you know what you should do? You should try our boner pills and then tell all your friends about it.
Do you remember? What was it? Extends? Do you remember that weird smiling guy that was in those commercials all the time?
It was Ron Jeremy.
No. There's like the smiley face guy. He was like a creepy looking, like skinny guy with kind of like a comb. It wasn't like a comb over, but it was like he had like a swoop in his hair. It was for Extends.
Oh, right. The guy that had the big smile on his face and like his poor timid wife looked like she was scared of him.
Yeah, because like he kept
he was always bright red and looked like he was about to explode.
Yeah, and she was just like worn out.
Why a big boost of confidence, a little more self-esteem, and a very happy missus at home.
Yeah, and sometimes he would wink at the camera and there'd be like a little lens flare and things. Yeah, like that was around for quite a while and then unceremoniously just like disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, where did Extends go? Do we just not watch those kinds of programs anymore?
You gotta wonder if there was like some hush-hush quiet lawsuit that went down and anybody who purchased the thing got a letter in the mail saying, hey, just so you know, there's a civil suit in process, and if you'd like to add your name to the list, you could get like $50, but don't tell anybody about it. We're gonna pull this shit off the market. Like, I assume something like that happened.
Yeah, like you know what, they still sell them on Amazon.
Oh, they do? Yeah, but anybody can sell anything on Amazon. Somebody could have had a case of them. They're like, shit, how am I gonna unload these Extends? Well, Amazon.
No, Amazon eBay. Prime selling them for $17.99 for a package of 30.
Well, then what the hell? I wonder where the commercials went.
Maybe they got their name out there enough that they don't need to advertise anymore.
They're like, Extends is now just like a big name in boner pills.
Yeah. A class action was settled in 2010 for $6 million without the company admitting any wrongdoing to resolve plaintiff claims that Extends maker engaged in deceptive marketing by claiming it enlarged a man's penis despite the lack of any credible scientific evidence supporting that claim.
So they took a huge loss and they said, well, that's about what we spend in marketing every year. Let's stop making commercials.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why make the commercial telling you it has a thing? I mean, it's called Extends. You can't really call a product Extends if it doesn't extend, right? Or I guess it's just a fun name.
I mean, I guess you can call anything. You're not promising results. And they never really did in the commercials either. They're just like, hey, look at this happy fucker. I bet you think he's got a big old dicky after taking these pills we sell.
I don't think we'll do them.
Not do that. But we should make a horror movie with the actor that played the happy actor in the Extends commercials. Because he looks like he would be like a serial killer, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's got some basement bitches for sure.
Absolutely. That's why his wife is terrified.
Speaking of movie films, Travis, do you see the big movie news today?
Which one? What is it? The old James Gunn?
The old James Gunn. They have him writing a script and possibly directing the sequel to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I was just actually, you know, for a guy who tells people to stay off Twitter all the time, I have way too many tweets, so I was kind of going back and trying to delete anything I didn't agree with, but you know, really I'm pretty
You were going back through your old stuff?
Yeah, I went all the way back to January and I'm like, you know,
January
what?
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, your like, questionable stuff is probably from years ago.
It's probably way further back, but I'm like, I just got to January. I'm like, oh, I agree with everything so far, but like I said, for a guy who urges people to stay off of Twitter, I sure have a lot of tweets.
You know, but when that whole stuff was going on with James Gunn, like I got into something about old tweets or something, and like I think Jody B was like fucking around with me and like going back through my stuff because he was like favoriting stuff from 2000. I don't know about that guy. That guy's up to something.
Well, like, I guess my point when you were bringing up the James Gunn, and they were talking about him directing or possibly directing and most likely writing Suicide Squad Part 2. This year, like early this year, Deadline also reported that Michael Bay was making a Lobo movie, and I've heard nothing about it since then.
You think it might just be rumors?
Well, they just talk. You know, all these sites, even these like respectable movie sites like Hollywood Reporter and Variety, they have to put out so many tweets and so many headlines every day. And since there was conjecture that James Gunn would probably jump ship to DC because it's like Warner Brothers and Disney are like a couple of the big powerhouses out there right now, I figure that some dickhead probably gave him a call and said, hey, guess what I just heard? And so they ran a story on it.
Well, you know, what's funny is Suicide Squad was trying really hard to be Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's kind of funny that he would make the sequel to it.
Well, and it's super, it's great because if you actually gave James Gunn Suicide Squad 2 and made it full out and said, hey, do you remember what you did before you worked for Disney? Like when you made Super, we're going to give this Suicide Squad 2 an R rating. Go crazy.
Yeah, make something crazy.
It would be amazing.
Go.
I would be, and I, even a PG-13 regular DC movie, I'm on board. Anything James Gunn does, I will watch.
Here's $100 million budget and Will Smith. Go. Yeah,
right. And Margot Robbie, she'll come back too. So do whatever you want.
There was a question going around on the Twitter today about if he were to take over Suicide Squad, if they would want a sequel or just a straight up reboot. And you don't need to reboot that. You just make another one, right?
Well, there's no need to reboot it. First of all, I don't think Suicide Squad was that bad. I think there were some poor choices made on the studio's behalf. Like David Ayer, who directed, and I don't know if he wrote a draft or he just kind of did a passover, has actually publicly talked about all of the things that were changed on him. He wasn't shitting on it. He was saying, hey, it's the studio's prerogative to do so.
Yeah.
But if you look back through his Twitter feed, he's very transparent about what happened. And if you remember, like, the first teaser and the first trailer is way different than what we actually got. So the studio came back and like ran over the top of that, much like what they did with Justice League, etc. I don't think you need to reboot it. I think the casting choices were all there. I think even Leto was decent enough. I think continue with the cast that you have and just make a better movie.
Yeah. And you've introduced all the characters. They're all there. Just make another movie with those people in it.
Right. And then I'll tell you the thing, and I think maybe I've said this about Suicide Squad before, but like the first 20, 25 minutes of that movie are what I've always wanted from like a superhero movie, right? Because Batman just kind of pops in. I always thought like a Spider-Man movie would really benefit from him just like stopping his random villains for like 5 minutes a pop before we get to the actual story of the movie. And I thought that Suicide Squad did that really well, where Batman just kind of pops in and beefs out Harley Quinn and then like pops out the Joker and like, you know, knocks out Deadshot and shit. I thought that was really cool because it was just like really quick snippets of things that happen in like this universe.
Yeah, it's kind of fun just to have little cameos and stuff and just fit everybody in there and start like a whole thing.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And to restart it all seems kind of dumb. Don't agree. Just make another movie. You know, they could have just made another Green Lantern movie and just tried to make a better one.
that would have been ideal because the seeds were planted there. It was just executed very poorly. So there's like thousands of Green Lanterns. It doesn't have to be Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan again. It could have been.
He could have passed the torch to a different one. Or
make it. There's so many.
Like
so
like
many
you were Green talking Lanterns. About Batman popping in. Just have right. Ryan Reynolds pop in and say, hey, I got this ring. You want it?
Hey, remember how I was Green Lantern?
Well, I'm not still now. Am. You are now.
You are also Green Lantern.
Oh, we're both See you Green later. Lantern. Yeah, but this is your movie, so bye.
Bye, other Green Lantern.
I might come back later to do some Green Lantern stuff.
The Green Lantern lore is that there's supposed to be like a Green Lantern for every sector of space, and Earth is like in sector 2814, and most other sectors have one Green Lantern, but Earth has like 8 to 10 Green Lanterns protecting it at all times. So you could make so
many
Green Lantern movies.
Travis, there's too many.
So many Green Lanterns.
So there's a whole bunch of guys who are the Green Lantern?
Oh, it's a Green Lantern core. It's the Green Lantern core. There's like hundreds and hundreds of Green Lanterns. And every time one dies, the ring is all like, oh shit, this Green Lantern's dead. So it finds somebody else in the universe who can wield the Green Lantern.
So the ring has kind of a mind of its own, and it just like flies around and goes. And does it find someone worthy, like Thor's hammer?
Yes, it finds somebody who's got the great willpower to overcome fear and things.
Travis, you have your wisdom teeth. They take your wisdom teeth.
Nope, they're all gone.
They pulled them out.
Yeah, I had one break in half one time in my early 20s, and then they pulled that one out, and they're like, yeah, since we're doing this, might as well take all these other ones out. I said, all right.
Travis, they pulled out all my wisdom teeth yesterday.
You got to go to sleep for that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Most people do. I didn't.
And when I woke up, I asked them, hey, man, are you going to give me my wisdom teeth? And they said, no, we threw them away.
They didn't even give you the option to keep them?
Well, I guess they didn't ask, and I should have asked before.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, why didn't you just put them in a little jar for me or something? Why didn't you?
I guess unless you request it, they probably just throw it in a biohazard bag.
It's bullshit, though. I feel like they should have given them to me. They're mine. If you get like your wheel changed or something, they ask you if you want your wheel back. They gave me my wheel back. Well, they asked me if I wanted it. I said, no, I don't really want it, but it's my teeth. Give them to me. Right.
Yeah. But I feel like probably if they remove a kidney, they don't like just assume you want to keep that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They only had, I'd want to keep that too.
Would you though? What would you do with your kidney?
It's mine. That's why I don't give blood. It's my blood.
Where would you put your kidney?
I don't know. I want it though. I don't want other people having it.
It would just be a thing that you would like have, and then every time you moved, you would pack up and you'd unpack and you'd be like, what the fuck am I going to do with this kidney? Yeah, just keep moving it around and get buried behind other boxes. Well, why even have it?
I don't know. I don't think I have any of my teeth. I gave them to the tooth the tooth fairy. I wonder if...
You should talk to your mom.
Do you think my mom has all my teeth?
You know, well, I mean, I know they're in the... I know they're in cahoots with the tooth fairy. So I think after the kid is of age, I think the tooth fairy says to the parents, hey, I collected all these teeth for all these years. You guys want these as a souvenir when your kids were little? And then, some moms say, yep, I'll keep these forever. And some moms say, why do I still have these teeth? I better throw them in the trash.
Do they go bad? Are they preserved forever?
I think they're like bones. I think they just like...
They'll be okay, right? Maybe turn around a little yellow or something. Mm-hmm. I just texted my mom, do you have my baby teeth? So I'll give you guys the answer when I get
Ooh.
It. Yeah.
She has like some breaking news update theme ready to go.
I think I have the drunk news theme still on here.
That'd be great if Drunk was around.
Yeah, Drunk's not here. Drunk said he's coming, but he's going to be late. Yeah, Rabbit Pounding says that she thinks her mom has one but got rid of the rest. Why would you keep just one?
Maybe she liked the shape of that particular baby tooth.
That one tooth?
Like, look at this shape one. This to is it. Sweet.
It was a good one, that one tooth.
Or it was the first one. That could have been it, the sentimental value of that very first lost tooth.
I gave my... nieces the advice that they should really enjoy those baby teeth and just like, you know, go to town on them, because, you know, they're just like the fun practice set, and like, you know, you're gonna have to take care of the second ones, but the first ones you can fuck around with those.
I'm sure their parents really appreciated that.
Well, I mean, it's true though, right? You might as well have fun with your shitty first teeth that don't matter.
It's not true. My son just went to the dentist this last week. He's 6 going on 7. And he's got a cavity in one of his baby teeth. And the wife texted me and said, oh, he's got to go back. They're going to put a filling in there. And I texted her and said, what?
In a baby tooth?
Why are you putting a filling in a baby tooth?
That bullshit. Just ridiculous. Yank it out.
And then they said, well, infections in teeth, which is why you fill teeth in the first place.
Ah.
They travel along the gum line and through the root and can affect all your other teeth.
Oh, which, so like your first ones can like go through and fuck with the second ones?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
They can all fuck with. Have you ever seen, speaking of this, have you ever seen that x-ray of a child's face? Like when they still have all their baby teeth and the new teeth are coming in?
No, I bet it looks crazy.
Google it. It's like a fucking horror movie. It's like some weird Asian horror movie poster. It's crazy. Like giant teeth pushing up these tiny little teeth. It's like a fucking monster.
Kind of looks like a shark.
Yeah. It's gross.
Oh, I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm all on a bunch of pain meds and my mouth hurts. People were asking me all day, are you really doing a show? And it never really crossed my mind that I shouldn't do a show. But,
well, I mean, you can still talk.
Yeah, you know, I got a text back from my mom. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hold on.
Breaking news.
Topics that shape our world. Live from St. Louis, Missouri, it's WFOD News. With
maybe is what she said, Travis.
See, this is what I'm talking about when you were referencing your kidney. You'd do the same thing. It'd be like, say, hey, remember when you had a kidney out? I thought you, didn't you say you kept that? And then 10 years, you'd be like, maybe.
Yeah, but then it'll be fun. Somewhere. Like when you're going through stuff and you find it.
Until you drop the box that the jar is in and all the like formaldehyde and shit like falls out and like spills all over the place with like kidney juices and stuff. That's disgusting.
It's fun to go through the time capsule that is your closets and stuff to find the things that you thought were important to keep.
I mean, that's true, but do you really want it to be like biological stuff?
Yeah, it's mine.
Did you keep your first cum rag?
What do they do? What do they do with it? At the doctor's office, where do they get rid of it?
They throw it in a biohazard bag, and it's probably incinerated.
Yeah, see, it's mine. It's not their choice to make. If I want to incinerate it, then that's on me.
You don't have an incinerator.
No, I got a fire pit in my backyard.
You can't burn. Well, I guess you could burn a kidney. But no, you're not burning teeth in your fire pit.
Maybe if I burn a kidney in my fire pit in the backyard, those goddamn stink bugs will go away.
I feel like the problem with
this guy's crazy.
Burning a kidney in your fire pit is like you'd be like smell it and be like, man, that kind of smells good. And then you like become a cannibal or something. You know, you'd be like, I wonder what that tastes like.
Would you try people? I would.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I'd try people.
I would if it was like somebody who was you know, willing to donate a little bit of their flesh. You know, they do it once in a while. It's like a rich people party, right?
Rich people
probably have parties like that.
I kind of want to be barbecued for like my funeral. I want people just to barbecue me and everybody come over and try a bit of me,
like a pig roast.
Yeah,
on the spit.
Yeah, like I could. I could be the sustenance of the party and everyone could enjoy a little piece. I've brought this up many times and my friends have actually claimed pieces. I don't think I wrote it down. I might have saved it somewhere.
Are you on a spit? Is that how we're doing this? So like you're like Wango is just dangling out there and everything cooking up good.
I think I'd want to be smoked.
Oh, like in a nice big barbecue pit or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably better.
Yeah, and if you're not going to try any, then you can't come.
Right, because we don't need you judging everybody else who's going to try a
right,
little bit.
Right, it's a judgment-free zone. We're all going to just enjoy a little bit of Mike. I often tell my wife that I don't want to be cremated. I don't want to be buried. I want her to freeze me like Walt Disney. Until they can find a way to bring me back. Yeah, but I think I might be okay. Like if they just barbecued me,
you wouldn't. I mean, and honestly, if you didn't see, because this is how I am with like wild game. Like when I was a kid, I had squirrel and things before. And then when I'd see somebody like gut a squirrel, I'd be like, oh, this is fucking terrible. And when I would take a bite, I would cringe. Right. Like I'd be like, oh, I remember him peeling the skin off that squirrel. I can't eat this. And I feel like if you just like threw a chunk of human in a crock pot and I didn't know what it was and I tried it, it'd probably be delicious.
Well, but you would know what it was. It was me.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it'd be fair to tell you afterwards.
No, like, I mean, by the way, you know, your pal. I don't want to see you in your body form, right? Like, I don't want to see them.
Oh, you would want it prepared by a professional, and you right. We wouldn't want it to like look like a person.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't want to see. What happened behind the scenes before you were put on a plate?
Right, like you know, a hamburger is cow,
of course,
but you don't want to like meet the cow first.
And, I know. We had a cow when I was growing up. I think I was in junior high for a few years, and we called that cow Baby, which is the worst possible thing to name a cow or anything you're going to eat. And I remember very vividly the day they were going to execute that cow. And they shot that cow, and that cow didn't die, got right back up. And they shot that cow again, and it fell down, And that cow got right back up. And it took 4 shots to kill that cow. And I couldn't eat any of that cow because I was in the vicinity of it being killed. And I was like, no, I'm not into this.
The only problem, of course, is that if I knew that I was going to be on display for everyone to see, I would want to be well aware that I was going to die so that I could take plenty of extends.
I was going to say a lot of blue chews would be in your last hours.
I'd just take the whole goddamn pack. Be like, you know what? I want to present well.
I would just have them take all the extremities off. They'd be so nobody'd ever wonder, like, oh, how is he hanging? You'll never know.
People have claimed that, though, so I can't deny them that.
I suppose that's true. Plus, somebody might want that piece.
It's a delicacy, right?
Yeah, sell that to the Chinese, the Taiwanese. They eat that right before they put out the strawberry Fanta.
In the chat, Jody said, I had to shoot my dog once. Same thing happened. What, he ate his dog?
Oh, don't you know all those people down there? They all eat dog.
So he ate his dog?
Yeah, that's how they do it. They always talk about how they had to put their dog down. They eat him afterwards.
Huh.
That's why Jody's a little off.
Because he eats dog?
They all eat dog down there. That's why they're all a little off.
Travis, let's go to break.
You think Drunk will be here after the break?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, it'd be a surprise.
Jody, you don't have to eat dogs. You just burn them in the fire pit behind your house, and it keeps the evil spirits away and the stink bugs.
Smoke them underground.
You saw the nun. You saw the babysitter. This October, the next evolution in occupation-based horror, The Bank Teller.
Do you want change in fives or twenties?
Tupac, Machiavelli, the Don representing Death Row. Get what you heard. The only station that's truly representing for the streets.
Strangelabel.com.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your host, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Michelle Williams about her new film, Venom, in theaters now.
Give me the pitch to sell this film to my lady.
Venom's a real shocker. But even more shocking is that there's a side of Venom that is so lovable and dear, and Anne comes to know that as well.
So there's a love story?
It's about a man who's dealing with a duality, who is dealing with a shadow side, and learning both how to wrangle that and also learning more about himself through the process.
So, no on the love story. Cool.
All right, now did you follow all my instructions?
Yeah, Tommy, I gotcha. Loud and clear. No deodorants, no colognes.
That's right. Now, if the rumors are true, old man Klickner lost his hearing in the war. So as long as he can't smell us, we should be able to sneak into his place and take whatever we want.
Like taking candy from a baby, right? But you gotta promise me, Tommy, nobody gets hurt.
Of course. This is gonna be a piece of cake.
I see you, motherfucker! What are you doing in my house?
Fuck, fuck, fuck! are you doing this? How's he doing this?
I saw what door you went into, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. I can see.
WFOG!
A brain. Very, very large. A brain.
China has total respect
for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very large brain.
A brain.
You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio program. Great name, asshole. Okay, there's one. Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to WFOD. Hi, this is Todd Glass, and whenever I'm on the road, I listen. I don't want to say that. It sounds horrible. Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. You're listening to a Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. That's the bumper you get, but I'm not saying it. It sounds a little too Marc Maron.
Once I thought I saw you in a crowded, hazy bar, dancing on the light from star to star. Far across the moonbeam, I know that's who you are. I saw your brown eyes turning.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, have you heard Hurricane Michael is swinging through the Floridas and the Carolinas and what have you?
I feel like this is just a promotion for the new Halloween movie.
Hurricane Michael?
I mean, I've heard of studios going through elaborate promotional periods before, but this is ridiculous.
It's it's a marketing strategy. It'll go right into their big push. They're like
Hurricane Michael, the most terrifying thing this Halloween season. But while you're escaping, your wet homes.
What was it? What did Donald Trump say? Something about
I forgot all about it.
Something about like the most wet
severe wetness
in terms of
seen?
Water.
Yeah, wetness in terms of water. That fucking dipshit.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
God, what a stupid, stupid man.
He says some really dumb things, Travis.
Oh God! I forgot all about that.
Just,
that was like
it never
a week
ends.
And a half
like
ago.
Every week, and like I think that the 24-hour news cycle is overly harsh on him sometimes. I think.
Oh, it absolutely is.
But I mean, like he gives them so much, it never stops.
I feel like, though, that's usually when some kind of ridiculous shit gets pushed behind the scenes, right? Like where I know it was all the Kavanaugh bullshit was going on that was taking place all over the media. And they pushed through the Republican budget plan without like any murmur of anything. They're just like, oh, hey, this budget passed.
Oh, you no. Yeah, they get the most salacious thing they can. I mean, like we talked for like 4 days about Stormy Daniels saying he has a mushroom dick.
Right.
They're like, because, oh, people tune in to hear this thing about the mushroom dick.
Yeah, they probably blew up three countries during that 4 days.
Yeah, and they just harp on the one thing. We can't do all the things. We just have to find the one that's probably the best.
What's like, what's going to get people to tune in, and what's going to get people to click on those headlines?
Like, there was a big New York Times story about him being involved in a whole shitload of tax fraud, like millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And like, they chose to put out this like year-long research story on the weekend that they were going to push Kavanaugh through.
Right.
And I mean, like, he just got buried. Nobody talked about it. Nobody gives a shit.
Nope.
Because he says he's got a big old brain, and Stormy Daniels says he has a mushroom dick, and the creepy porn lawyer got duped by 4chan, apparently. and those are way more fun than millions of dollars worth of tax fraud, and nobody even cares. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you get those are like blips on the radar, right? It's not on our it's not our destination, so we're just gonna like it's like it's like mild turbulence.
I don't care about any of it. I mean, I like to make fun of him when he says something silly.
Yeah,
I'm just as bad as the rest of them. But
I choose to ignore him, and I think that's typically what goes on in our household. Exactly what's going on with us right now is something Trump comes up, something especially stupid will pop up, and it'll be like, God, what a fucking embarrassment. And then we keep watching Impractical Jokers.
That guy's a silly fool.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Then I say, hey, you want to watch Last Man on Earth? Yeah, okay. And then we forget about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm part of the problem.
Yeah. The Taylor Swift came out politically this
that was trending for like 2 days.
Travis, the thing is they've always given her shit for not saying anything political.
Yeah,
and then when
of course
she does, they give her shit for saying something. But you know, the thing that she said is, hey, this is what I think, but regardless what I think, you should do the research and register to vote because it's important that you vote. That's what she said.
Figure out what you think and then vote based on what you think.
She said, hey, this gal, she does things that I don't like, so I'm not going to vote for her. But you should do your research and register to vote.
And then, of course, that has to be something. And I saw the clip where the reporter, like, you know, bombards Trump with that. Is like, hey, Trumpy, you hear what Taylor Swift said?
No, I didn't hear what Taylor Swift said.
I like her music 25% less.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, voting Democrat.
I didn't. Okay, bye now.
It's like, why is that a thing that happens? You know, it's like even like they're bombarding. And I bet you that was a liberal guy saying, hey, guess what? Guess what's happening, you dumb shit. And they're accosting him with the same bullshit that they're accusing him of doing all the time when he's all like, oh, the. Trump's attacking SNL, saying it's not funny. Let's report on that for 2 days. And it's like, but doesn't he have better shit to do? And then that same reporter says, hey, Trumpy.
What do you think of Taylor Swift?
So stupid. We're a nation of fools.
We mock him for being fools, but we're just as bad.
Yeah. Who do you think brought him to office? A bunch of fucking fools.
Speaking of fools, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Oh.
Drunk has shaved, and he got his ears lowered, Travis. He got a fancy guy haircut.
You got a wedding coming up, buddy?
Nope.
What would you call that haircut, Drunk? Is that a bouffant?
I'd probably go with the Cristiano Ronaldo.
You got rid of your man bun and your beard?
I did.
Why are you being so fancy? Is this for a Halloween costume?
It is not.
What's going on? Is it just time to clean up your act?
Might have to be a discussion after the podcast is over.
Oh.
Oh, he's up for a promotion.
Are you going for a management position?
My boss did indeed put in his 2 weeks.
Got rid of the beard, and you're saying, time for old Drunk to step up.
We're going to have to refer to him as Mr. Manager from now on.
Get himself a belt. Get himself a tie.
Maybe a corner office.
Do you get a corner office drunk?
Well, I wouldn't quite call it a corner office, but a different office from the.
Do you get? Does it have a window in the center of the back room?
It does have a window looking out into what I need to look out into.
Wow.
I don't even have a window.
Travis,
I've been a fucking manager for 10 years.
Travis, our drunk, he's all grown up.
I'm very excited. Congratulations, buddy. Good luck. I hope you get it.
Hey, thank you very much.
Drunk. That would be the pinnacle of spooky month for us, I think, is a drunk gets to be a manager.
Drunk. You know what one of my favorite things is?
Bacon.
I do like bacon. You know, I'm real ornery today, drunk, because, you know, my wisdom teeth are gone, and all I can eat is mashed potatoes and pudding. Soup. And, yeah, and milkshakes.
Right. Smoothie King.
Yeah. I want a meat. I can't have it. And I'm
even if it was spam.
Yeah, I'm real goddamn ornery about it, drunk. I want to tear flesh.
You're so angry about it, you wore your shark t-shirt.
I did, because I want to eat meat. We're getting a call. Which is unusual.
That is unusual.
So, Travis, we're going to take a call.
Okay, let's take that call.
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi. Who is
How
this?
How are you?
What can we do for you tonight on the WFOD show?
Well, I'm a frequent listener to your show.
Is this B-Rob?
It just might be.
It's B-Rob. Hi,
oh,
B-Rob.
Friend of the show.
I just noticed that I've been a frequent listener to your show. I've been on there a handful of times and everything, hawking my merchandise. If you go to studio.com, you
oh
get
my God.
If you use promo code 3RSHOW15. But I've noticed that you put the number out there so many times, and being a fellow podcaster as I am, I felt obligated to call this number that you put out there on the internet waves all over the world for people to call, and the motherfuckers never call it. So I'm
calling it. That's a good man right there.
They never do, Rob. And you know, the thing is I feel like I'm pretty supportive of my friends. And it's good, Rob, that you're stepping up.
You know what the best thing about these phone numbers is, Rob? And I'll tell you this, and to go behind the scenes, before I was on this show, I called this show multiple times pretending to be somebody else, right? Like, it's the best thing for prank calls. It's like the only way you can prank call anymore is to call podcasts while they're live or to leave them voicemails.
It is weird that nobody ever prank calls us. I feel like
nobody's
we're right
prank
for
called
being
us since
you
I
got
called.
This number. You got this number, so I'm going to have to disguise my other number, use one of my two voices that I have.
Well, listen, we're really good at playing along, so if you would have called and we would have said, oh, caller, you're on the air, and you would have used a voice, we would have played right through that. We wouldn't have said it was Rob. We wouldn't have been like, hey, this is our buddy Rob. We would have played with you.
Rob, you know, you put a question out on Twitter earlier that I thought that would be a good topic for Travis, because Travis is a Freddy Krueger aficionado.
Well, I surely am.
Travis, Rob asked the question on Twitter.com today, something about was Freddy Krueger a child molester?
A chomo.
No.
And
that was the question.
And I found a clip of Robert Englund saying that, like, originally they were going to make him a child molester, but then there was, like, a big child molester case that came up around the time they were filming it, and they took it out.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, Wes Craven, he wanted him to be, like, they weren't going to push it too hard that he was a child molester, but it was kind of just kind of implied. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Like, right around that time in, like, 1983-ish, there was like a big case involving a bunch of children who were molested, and they were like, hey, we don't need this. You can just be a child killer.
it would take some of the dark humor out of it, I think. I feel like those movies, like, you know, I mean, you've seen what, 11 Jason movies and like 6 Freddy Krueger movies?
Freddy had 8.
And about to be 11 Halloween movies.
Yeah, but only three of them count.
Oh, yeah, only, true.
Those only other ones didn't count. Happen.
What, two of them? Only two of them now.
Only the first one and this one coming up.
Like, are they the protagonists of the film?
Not in the initial ones, right? So, like, Freddy obviously is the antagonist in the first one.
But,
and the second
If you're watching 11 films with completely different casts and, like, one mainstay, is that the person you're rooting for in the movie?
Of course. And especially, like, with, especially with Freddy, when they gave him more of a, like, a fun personality towards part three and part four, then people were, like, rooting for him to, like, kill these kids in, like, fun, crazy ways. And they loved his quips.
Just think of how things would have changed if they would have just went full on child molester.
Oh, do you want to think how they change? Watch the remake starring Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah.
It's fucking not good.
that's what I brought up. And I said, barring this movie, because they just went full in on it. And I was just like, no.
Oh, yeah. They like tried to
feel comfortable at all.
Right. They tried to make it a question. It's like, oh, did he? Oh, maybe he didn't. Nope. He straight on was a child molester.
But
he was filling on the legs, talking about you were always my favorite.
But murdering a child is also bad.
Oh, it's super bad. But like, if you ask anybody, and I think that I've heard plenty of stories too about this, is like with prison, like rape is way worse than murder if you are in prison, right?
Yeah. And then, I mean, the child lives at least.
Yeah, but how is it really any kind of life?
I don't know. I mean,
it could be, Travis. It depends on what you make it.
Usually how it goes historically is like either they're drawn to the sex after, or they're repelled from it, and it kind of sucks either way. But I mean, you don't want to kill nobody, do you?
I don't know.
With a razor glove, in horrific, awful ways.
That's because they took his daughter away.
I mean, it's not like they just held his nose.
Well, hey, listen. He was originally this sick little twisted kid. He grew up. He got married. He was abducting kids just to fuck with him. He beat his wife to death. Mm-hmm. He had a daughter. They took his daughter away. They're like, oh, you're going to take my daughter? I'll take all your fucking kids. Took all their kids, killed them all up. They burned him up. And then he's like, well, I'm coming back to kill more of your kids. You know, I mean, long story short.
They depicted all that in Freddy's Dead.
Yep,
Freddy's Dead. Which he didn't die afterwards. fun fact, I was a pussy. I was very scared of all kind of manner of horror films and everything. And Freddy's Dead was the very first horror movie that I watched from beginning to end without, you know, freaking the fuck out. And
really?
From then on, I was like not scared of horror movies anymore.
Freddy was your gateway horror movie.
That was 1992, I believe, and that was already the third Freddy movie I'd seen in the theater, and I think I was 12 years old. I think the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie I saw in the theater, I was 8.
Yeah.
Drunk doesn't do the horror. You don't do the horror movies.
I've never seen a single Friday the 13th.
Never seen one?
Never seen a Jason, never seen a Halloween. I did see Children of the Corn. That was a bit creepy.
The kids, they came out of the corn. Yeah,
I saw that Pet Cemetery.
You saw that one?
Yeah.
Ooh, brace yourself for the remake.
I saw it when I was like 4, and that scared the pants off me.
The funniest thing I ever heard spawned from the movie Pet Cemetery. And the funniest thing I heard, I mean, this is coming from my wife who has no kind of funny bones and everything. I'm the funny one in the house, but she calls me corny. So we sitting there, we watching Pet Cemetery, and you know cemetery is spelled with a C, correct?
Right.
So we sitting there, we watching the movie, and then, you know, we just taking it in. I was just like, why the hell did they spell cemetery wrong? And she was like, silly, animals can't spell. And I was like, oh, funny shit. Funniest shit I ever heard from Mrs. B. Rob.
That is very funny.
That's a good
exactly
fucking line.
They would spell it in like a children's book.
That's a good line.
But gentlemen, I appreciate you taking my call and humoring me with all these whimsical tales and everything. But I have to bid you adieu. I have to finish my 31 days of horror films and whatnot.
What's tonight, Rob? What's the movie tonight?
Tonight is the original Halloween movie. From tonight on up until the premiere of the new Halloween movie, you're going to watch a Halloween movie every night.
Ooh, oh, fantastic. Do you you have the producer's cut of Halloween 6?
Jesus
Christ. I don't know. I bought a big box set from Walmart, and I hope all the movies are in there.
It might be on that. It might not be. If it's not on there, there's two different cuts. You got to watch the producer's cut as well.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I did get it from Walmart, so they might have like three copies of part 4 in there or something like that.
I can't wait to see the videos.
If not, just email Travis Hill Old School and Netflix it to you.
All right, Rob, take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Yep.
Well, that was fun.
That was a real treat, right?
For the past few years, in honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've taken our listeners to the edge of the other world. Scouring through hundreds of hours of interviews and reading countless documents, I've broken down many of the world's most haunted places. Guiding our listeners on a tour of darkness, so they don't have to subject themselves to the physical and psychological horrors that have terrified people for centuries. But this year, I ask, what if the other world inhabited not a place, but a person? This year, I will bring our dear listeners on a tour of minds damaged by unknown entities and unexplained phenomena. I've studied countless reports, reviewed a multitude of video footage, and read through numerous case studies to report on some of the most terrifying cases of possession known to man. I'll feature one of these spooky scenarios each week, and together we'll figure out what happens when pure evil inhabits man. We'll take the listeners inside each of these devilish possessions so that they may understand how the human mind can be corrupted to the point of madness. These accounts of pure terror will chill you to your core. They'll break down your psyche, but hopefully they'll protect you from becoming another victim of evil. This week I bring you... Roland Doe.
That's a fake name.
Roland Doe.
So Doe like D-O-E, like the deer, or like D-O-U-G-H?
D-O-E, like the deer, the female deer?
I can tell you right now, I have studied this case for a very long time, and his last name is spelled D-O-E.
Well, he at least answered one question there.
Roland Doe.
Roland Doe. When was he possessed?
You got a
Back
year on that,
the
Travis?
Evil got him.
And do you know what possessed him?
Spirits.
Spirits.
Do you, demons. Know where Roland Doe resides?
On Earth.
fair enough.
You know, that gal last week, Travis, I watched, they have video of her. That was pretty creepy.
She's creepy. Yeah. I know. I was on that case for a long time.
Oh, you're on it?
Oh, man.
Countless documents?
Studying countless documents and reviewing a lot of footage. Whew. That's a bad one.
Was Roland Doe equally bad?
It's really hard to compare all these.
I guess you get possessed by spirit is not a very good time.
Right. And I can't say that I'm necessarily desensitized to all of this evil, but, you know, it does seem to all stem from the same place. So, I mean, it's all bad in its own way.
Roland Doe.
So are like the possession movies like scarier than other movies?
Oh, you should check it out, Drunk. You should study some documents.
Is that Carrie? Is that what that is?
No, that's a movie. It's a movie.
No, Carrie. No, that's a movie.
What's the one where the person's possessed and they got their head?
The Exorcist?
Exorcist. All right, fair enough. Haven't seen that one either.
The Exorcist 2?
With Michael McDowell?
I'm pretty sure.
The Exorcist 3?
Like, that Exorcist case was like from St. Louis, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it was.
Drunk, I alluded earlier and then I was interrupted. You know what my favorite thing tends to be?
Bacon.
I like bacon, but it's not my favorite thing.
I love bacon.
And this one, guys, this is not a music lawsuit, but it is...
Oh, you do love yourself some music lawsuits.
A music accusation.
Okay.
There is a Belgian electronic artist that released a song in 2013.
Yeah, I love the Euro electric dance music for sure.
The guy's name is, he goes by the name of Lone.
If it had been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago.
And he released a song called
Where'd You Come From? Where'd You Go?
Where do you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Air Glow Fires. Yeah, we're going to listen to a little bit of Air Glow Fires by Lone.
This sounds like Jamiroquai.
A little bit. A little bit Jamiroquai-ish, right? What can you already tell, Drunk?
I bet I know. What? Maybe not.
What?
Play a little more of it. I want to see how it syncs up with Jamiroquai.
Are you going to sing Jamiroquai, Travis?
I got to find it. How do you spell Jamiroquai?
Don't ask any animals.
What?
So recently, the rap group The Black Eyed Peas released a new single called Constant. The Lone guy says that their song sounds a lot like their song. So this is the Black Eyed Peas song that they're referring to.
On and on and on, all around the clock, 365, watch the new year drop, we keep it constant, 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 we keep it constant.
I mean, a little bit.
It all just sounds like shitty electronic music.
But it does just kind of sound, I mean, does it sound unique enough to say that this is like something that's mine?
Somebody used their Casio keyboard to make the background for a song. That's what both of them sound like.
It just kind of sounds generic. It doesn't sound interesting at all. Right. This Black Eyed Peas song sucks. Constant. They need Fergie.
That's too bad. I like some Black Eyed Peas. There's the, what, that camera one. Shit, I can't remember what the hell the name is. Polaroid picture.
Do you remember when they had that song called Let's Get Retarded? But then,
yeah, but not on the radio.
But then they were like, oh no, you can't say retarded. So then they were like, okay, let's get it started.
That's not the only one. What is the other? There was another song. Was it CeeLo and his buddy? Would they have a song like that?
About being retarded?
No, it was for the radio. It was a completely different song than it was on their CD.
Forget you.
Fuck you and forget you. Yep.
I said forget you and your mama too.
Yep, that's right.
Forget you. Yeah.
Virtual insanity.
Bring the brass out. I go Coltrane, whip my sax out.
Give me the original one again.
Of the electronic guy?
Yeah. Lone or whatever.
Do you think that the Black Eyed Peas are listening to a lot of Belgian electronic music?
I feel like Will.i.am gets his influences from all around the world.
See, when I heard this part, I thought you were going to say that Justin Timberlake suit and tie song. That is what it sounds like to me.
He'd be on his suit and tie shit?
Yeah.
Suit and tie, suit and tie. Yeah.
Travis, do you have a pick of the week, something like that?
Travis's pick of the week is another Shudder offering. I know how people love that, but guess what? It's fucking spooky month. And blow me. They give you 7 days free, 30 days if you look a little harder around the internet for a better promo code. Fucking idiots. Satan Slaves. It's an Indonesian possession haunted house movie.
Satan's Slaves?
Satan's Slaves. That's right. No. It is quite good. I enjoyed it very much. It actually, I was watching it with the wife before she went to bed. She's not into these things. She's like, fuck this. I got to get out of here. And while she was still awake, I felt like a man pussy where I like there was one jump scare where I was like, guys, yeah, it got me. Usually movies like that don't get me. They just make me smile because how tense and ridiculous it is. Satan's Slaves is a recommended pick, and it's available exclusively on Shudder.
Travis, I just made a comment one time about your
No,
your
other people
thing.
Do. It's Who, not just you.
Who's other people?
These are all them internet people.
Who? Travis?
It like, was why me. You always... Why you always...
It was me one time.
It's Shudder.
I was just joking, Travis.
It's not just you. I'm telling you.
Travis, you like Shudder. That's good. It's good that you have a thing that you like, Travis.
Shudder. It's a nice service. There's other people. They're all like, I can't. I don't have Shudder. And I have to say, hey, they'll give you 7 days for free. You can literally watch everything I've picked in the past year and a half in 7 days, you dumb dumb.
Michelle, she watched The Terrifier. Was The Terrifier a Travis pick of the
week? Yeah, yeah. Travis, that was last week's pick of the week.
Travis, you're reaching people. Nobody,
I feel like
nobody's judging you, Travis, for liking Shudder. Good for you.
I just feel like people need to embrace the thing that I'm trying to offer them. They're like, I gotta do Shudder with my big brain. Brain's
I mean,
big.
I do got Crackle every Shudder. Once in a while.
Big brain.
Brain. The Chinese love it. It's a big, great big brain.
Drunk. Pick of the
Drunk's
week.
Pick.
Something you want the people
the
to
week,
know about.
Drunk? I realize it probably won't be for a while, but the Mike Barbecue sounds tasty.
Are you in?
I'm in on the Mike Barbecue.
You'll try it?
It sounds like somebody already called your penis.
What do you want from the Mike Barbecue? What, you want some thigh?
Maybe some shoulder?
Some shoulder?
Yep.
Something that's a lot of bone, but... Has some delicate parts.
Right. The back strap.
Yeah.
Is this the hush sound?
Hush. Hush?
The hush sound. Is this the hush sound?
No.
Is this the Codeine Velvet Club?
No, Travis.
Mike, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
Drunk, I hate to say it. Went and saw A Star Is Born.
And he loved
Sunday.
It.
It's good.
Yeah. I think next week me and the lady are going to go see Venom. So
yeah, I'll probably go see Venom sometime soon. But yeah, Star Is Born. My wife wanted to see it. We saw it. It was pretty good. Music's good. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Indeed.
It was a spooky month.
Continues next week.
We got three more weeks of this shit, fools.
Pretty excited about it.
I got some more horrifying case studies coming up, too. You're not going to want to miss it.
Oh, yeah? I'll feel better next week, Drunk, so I'll be back in my...
Hey, save some of that... save some of those pain pills to spread out throughout the year.
Back in the mic groove, you know what I'm saying? Back in the mic groove.
Yeah,
HFL update next week. There wasn't anything to report this week because nothing had ended. So, big one next week. Big one.
Big stuff. Well, guns out, fronts out.
Spooky.
To find your fire, girl, survival of your soul.
Please, friend, show me how. I don't know where to start.
It's time to face your loss. Let your father go.
feet. Please, little girl, be brave. And so I put him in his grave.
I feel the sorrow lifting as I kiss your lips in the rain.
Oh, that's Danzig.
I dug your father's grave.
It's a good song. It's spooky, Travis. It's a spooky song.
Big time.
But it's no Monster Mash, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're in terms
of
spooky.
Are you guys not going to be fucking happy until I play the Monster Mash? Is it really that important to you that I get the goddamn Monster Mash?
Either that or Werewolves of London, one or the other.
Was working in my lab late one night.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
I'm not playing the fucking Monster Mash. I'm not doing it. I'm never doing
it. We're going to pressure him over the next 3 weeks.
Next week, do me a favor and play the theme, the theme from Friday the 13th, part 3.
I don't take requests.
Not even from your show friends?
Mission Impossible 2.
What does Mission Impossible 2 have to do with fucking...
You mean the Limp Bizkit song?
Yeah.
Oh, the Roland Doe?
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.